Tommy McNeil reporting. Accusations that Russia is behind elections meddling around the globe and attacks on individuals prompted the White House to impose sanctions against Russian individuals and companies.
The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control. 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
The Trump administration says the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. In retaliation, China has unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs. Those include soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. Soybean farmer John Kiffner doesn't like the president's approach.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact, but this is a negotiation period, and that's why tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are being worked out with Beijing. Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40 people. The violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syria's government and its ally Russia launched an air and ground offensive on eastern Ghouta that has killed more than 1,600 civilians. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States.